You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This is from Kate in Castle Rock. I like that. It's a little alliteration.
Cute.
Kate
That's
in
cute.
Castle Rock. Now, she starts out with a sad sentence. She goes, my mother-in-law passed away a few weeks ago, which was very sad. She was a wonderful woman. But my husband has her ashes in an urn and has placed them on a prominent shelf in our family room. The problem for me is that we already have his dad's remains there, along with one of our cats and my husband's dog, who sadly died in January. So now, Kate writes, it's just one big shelf of cremains, and I think it has become rather grim. When I asked my husband if he would be open to placing these remains somewhere not as prominent in our house, he got really upset. I'm hoping to talk about this again when he cools off. Any suggestions from you or your listeners that I could recommend as a compromise? Thank you. I love your show.
Place them all really close together and do some dusting, and it'll be like dominoes. Clink, 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 clink. And problem solved. Kate from Castle Rock.
Okay, let's move on. What else?
Well, yeah, that's it. Wrapped it up.
We wrapped it up. We're done. Well, you know, the thing is, Jeremy and I were kind of laughing off the air about this. Not at the fact that people have died, but the fact that basically what this guy has in his family room is a wall of death.
Yeah, you look at it every time and you get kind of sad. Or are you looking at it and having nice memories?
Well,
probably
sure
more so
fond
sad.
Memories.
Probably more so sad. You're like, oh, there's my mom and dad staring at me there up on the fireplace.
I don't know. Like, Gretchen thought it was really weird. I have one thing of cremains in my house, and it's from a cat that died 20 years ago. In fact, 20 years ago? Yeah, 20 years ago. And that was Sydney, also known as Monkey Butt, to people who listened to this show a long time ago. And I have them in a little, it's like a decorative little...
old cottage cheese bin?
No, it's a decorative, like...
It's like a little wood box.
It's a little jar.
If you had a pet die, you get it.
No, it's like a ceramic little jar thing.
Right.
And it's decorative, and it's cute, and it's not very big. It's about this. It's smaller than a cottage cheese container.
Sure, it's just a cat. Yeah.
And, you know, and Gretchen's like, why do you keep that? And I'm like, I don't know. And when I see it, I have very fond memories of Monkey Butt. And so, fine. But now I'm trying to imagine that times four. And if you think about it, what Kate's husband is going to do is keep adding to the wall of death.
Collect them all. Yeah, it's like trading cards.
Because she says on here, what'd she say here? It includes one of our cats. So in other words, they have other animals running around the house right now. So pretty soon, the wall of death could expand.
Wouldn't she like it if something happened to her and husband put her up on there? I mean, or is she going to want to be in a back bedroom in a drawer somewhere? She's got to put herself in that position, like the sentimental aspect that he wants to look up there and have his family up there.
Plus,
you know, I've told him,
there's the whole question about, is there a hierarchy of the ashes? Like, when Kate goes... is he going to put hers slightly behind the dog's cremains?
Right, yeah.
Like, where are you in relation to the other cremains?
I've told Nick Nack if something were to happen to me, you know, a little shake and bake action, and then bring me home. Let me just hang out on a shelf somewhere. So, I mean, I get this. I'm on his side. It's your family. It's your family that you have up there. Have some respect, Kate from Castle Rock.
I'm on Kate's side, and I'll tell you why. I don't mind having the cremains. I think, like I said, I have some, but I don't have a wall of death, and I don't make it like the centerpiece in a family room. I think you could find a more reserved spot somewhere that's not when all of your company comes over, all of this death staring your company in the face.
That's what you put in those cabinets above the refrigerator that we talked about this week. Yeah. We used to have a little shelf that we had down in our basement at our old house that had all the cremains from the pets on it, and then various dried up roses from various family caskets throughout the years that we had on the little shelf.
You got a lot of death down there. It's still
It was like a little display of death. But then you had some pictures and stuff, and it was kind of nice to just every now and then go down and look at that. But again, it was in the basement.
In the basement.
It was in the basement. It wasn't
upstairs.
So
you're on my side.
I'm still a fan of displaying that stuff, so I will say no matter where you're displaying it, I'm cool with it.
Well, what would you tell Kate's husband when she wants to reopen the discussion about moving them out of the family room?
I got to see a picture of where they're at exactly. I mean, are they across the mantle all the way across, like above a fireplace, or are they, you know, is it one of those houses with the shelves on each side of the fireplace or something, and they're over there? That's fine.
She says a shelf in the family room, and it is a prominent place.
I wonder if her parents are still alive, too.
I guess I could write
back. Because it could be different if, you know, mom and dad were still alive, and if they do pass away, maybe she'd want them up on the shelf. So,
well, then, then you're adding to the wall of death.
You got everybody hanging out with you, huh? That house is haunted, guaranteed.
Let's take a quick call before we go to the break. Here's Monique, who wants to sound off on this. Monique, what would you tell Kate?
I would tell Kate to actually turn the ashes into a plant. So then they're still prominent in the house, but they're not so grim.
A plant? Like just dump them in a bucket and put a plant on top of the ashes?
No, they have this thing where you can buy a biodegradable urn, and as it biodegrades, it turns into a plant.
I think she's got to sell her husband on this,
though.
Yeah,
I don't know about that.
The way he is about putting them on display in their urns, I don't think he's going to go for just being mixed in with soil.
Then you got a house full of plants.
My daughter's idea is that you separate them and put the animals someplace less prominent so it's not so big of a wall.
That's a good idea, too, that you take the animals down.
That's not bad.
And keep the people up there.
That's not bad.
I do like that.
Or the other way around, where you have the animals in the family room, but then the human beings are in some other more intimate spot for just you.
Why can't they just go to Walmart, get like a Tupperware bin, and just crack all these things open and just mix it into one
mix
thing?
Them all together.
And then you just have one big vase up there with everybody. It's a family mishmash is what it is.
I gotta say, I'm not on board with that.
I like that
idea. The idea of moving a couple of them is not bad, Monique. That might be... You know, because she says in her letter, any suggestions that I could recommend as a compromise. And that's not a bad compromise. I'm glad you called. Have a fun day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Hey, Amy. Good morning. What do you think?
Well, good morning, boys. I think she should suggest to take a vacation and bring some of the ashes and, like, spread it across the Caribbean or some place that these people would love to be, in the mountains maybe, anywhere. Like, that's what I would want.
Maybe he's not ready to let go, though. I mean, my mother-in-law had, her husband die, and he stayed in the bedroom with her for 7 years.
So keep a piece of them. Like, my brother, he was 31 when he passed, and we got him cremated. My mother has him in a little urn, but we've, spread him when we were camping up in Wyoming, and I've got a little pouch of him in my car. He keeps me safe, I feel like.
That's sweet.
And
that's cute.
And whatever you want. Like,
that's sweet.
I have a huge...
That.
But what if he doesn't want to do that? What if he doesn't want to do that?
We gotta run. No, we're going to take another call. Thank you for that. I think that's the key, is because he's made it clear that he wants these in some sort of thing and on display. So you could say go spread them somewhere, but that's not what he wants.
A lot of people are coming in with that on text. You know, Chris just wrote in and said, my mom mixed grandma into soil and planted roses right outside the front door with that soil. So there was no death shelf. So you thought of grandma basically every time you walked out the front door and you saw the rose bush, you know.
Right. But he's Kate's husband doesn't want to do that. He wants them on display. So, I don't know. Here's Julie. Julie, what do you think?
Hi. I was thinking, like they make the little pendants that you can put ashes in.
Yeah.
Put some of the ashes in the pendants and then hang them on a picture frame of the person or pet.
What if he doesn't want to do that?
But he's got the person and the pet, and he's got the ashes.
He wants all the person, though. He doesn't want just a little teeny tiny part of the person. He wants all the person.
Well, it's just an idea of,
I love your idea, but I don't think this guy wants to do it.
It's a good idea. It's a matter of convincing him. But, Julie, thank you for that call, okay?
You're welcome.
Okay,
appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right.
Steve,
bye.
Steve wrote in and where Steve says, I wonder if urns are any different than pictures. And that's a good question.
Yes.
I mean, it represents the same
thing. But it's the person still. It's them.
Yeah, right. But I think what his question what he's saying, is, though. Yeah, it's just like, what's the diff? So Kate should just relax because he's saying to Kate, what's the difference between if you've got a picture of the parent versus an urn from the parent? I get that. Sarah, what do you think?
So I am thinking, sorry, my phone is being stupid. I am thinking smaller urns. So my fiance passed away in January of 2020, and we actually have a 3-inch urn. Mm-hmm. And then it would just be a smaller representation of who he has. And he can, if he wants to still keep the bigger ones, he can put them somewhere that isn't so prominent for him. The small.
Your phone is breaking up on us. We get the gist of what you're saying. Small urns, that kind of ties in with what I want to suggest, too. Here's Jennifer. Jennifer, quickly, what do you think they should do?
So after my sister and my dad passed away, we ended up using their ashes and sending them off to be put into, like, blown glass figures. And really? So there, it's like you can pick different colors of glass to be with it. There can be flowers or just kind of swirls and different things like that.
Yeah, what's your family now?
I had the one with my sister has some teal and purple flowers because those were her favorite colors. And then the one for my dad is kind of a blue and green, just swirl type design in there. But they put the ashes and they blow the ashes into the glass. That it kind of makes them sparkle a little bit.
That sounds very pretty. That sounds good.
And have them without it being, here's this urn sitting on this shelf.
Do you have them in a safe spot? Because, again, I'd be terrified that I'd accidentally knock one of those off a shelf. And
it breaks.
And it breaks.
Yeah, they're on just like a shelf in our living room. And my mom has them on a shelf in her kind of on her TV stand and stuff in her living room. And then the bigger urns with the rest of the ashes are just kind of, my mom has those where she wants them, but something that can be displayed that's out and people can see that.
I like that idea. I like it. It's very unique.
I love the idea, and it kind of ties in with what I was going to suggest. And I'm just going to adopt yours, Jennifer, because I like it. Because I was thinking, yes, get it, like spread some somewhere, but then keep the ones that he wants, but just make it a smaller, more tasteful looking thing that doesn't look like an urn.
Right. And there's tons of sites that do it, and there's tons of different designs that you can have, like a wave if they liked the ocean, and put into like animal
figurines. Can they do grills? I like to grill. I like to grill. Can they do a little grill?
Hey, the glass blowing people can create anything.
I want a little grill.
That's fantastic. Jennifer, thank you for sharing this. Thank you for being on the show.
Yeah, have a great morning, boys.
Yeah, see you later.
All right. Okay, now I think that is the best suggestion of them all. Kate was looking for a compromise. So why didn't Kate, before you talk to him again, do your research, get some photos and stuff, and then sit down, you know, so you've got ammunition with this and say, look, this is a tasteful way that we can still display your family, but not just a big urn.
Glass figurines is where it's at.
I think it's a pretty cool idea.
And if he doesn't like that, I will say Amy wrote in a very thoughtful message here, and she just says, I would just withhold any sexual activity until he moves them. Problem solved.
There you go. Done. Solved. Unless he goes elsewhere.
He might turn to ash. Don't do that. Don't do that to him.